Hi, this is the meeting of the Pacific National Board Coordinating Committee. It's September 30th. We haven't been able to establish quorum as yet. We do have three members of the committee on the call. I'm Wendy Schrell, Jamie Ross is here, and Grace Aaron. In thinking about this predicament, I was kind of looking at it, and I don't see that there's a whole lot of business this committee really needs to take care of tonight. So I was just going to give a little report on where we are with planning the PNB meeting, which is weekend after this one, October 9th, 10th, and 11th in Houston, Texas, my home city, my adopted home city. So anyway, I just wanted to announce that the meeting is going to be held at the Camden Plaza Hotel in Pasadena, which is just outside of Houston. It's an industrial area. But this hotel has seems to have all the different things we need for technical and so, and it's very affordable. So we're going to be staying there. We'll be picking up directors from the airports. I've got a chart of everybody's flights, and you know, if people don't need a ride, I guess I'll ask them to tell me that. But it's looking like we can do some pretty efficient. You know, there's hardly any public transportation in Houston either, so. We will have volunteers picking people up, and it looks like we can do it in pretty sensible groups.
I have to go off for a second. I'll be
okay.
Back.
So this committee can help with the PNB agenda, or they don't have to, really. But I did have some recommendations on how we should do it. Anyway, Jamie, you're the only one here now. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, where is everybody?
They forgot or they didn't want to come on the call.
I'm looking at my Google Maps to see where this place is.
It's on the south side of Houston. Like I said, it's very industrial, has a lot to do with there's big industry in that part of the city with oil services companies and chemical plants. And so anyway, this place seems to be a full-service hotel that takes care of people that are going to work. And so anyway, they're all very nice there. And
okay.
We're expecting to show everybody a good time. We'll go into KPFT on one of the nights. I'm not sure if it'll be Friday or Saturday. I had been thinking it would be Friday. It's always good. There's a lot of directors that haven't been here before, and we like to show each station when we go to their area. So, actually, Dwayne called me today to see so we could kind of collaborate on what the KPFT thing was going to be. We will be interviewing candidates this weekend. Candidates for ED position and for CFO position, so there will be a certain amount of executive session. And I'm just recommending that we do that on Friday, as much of it as we can get through. And there will have to be some other executive session on Saturday, I guess, as well. But I just want to get as many of the ED candidates out of the way on Friday as we can.
Okay.
For whatever it's worth, the candidates were already told that they should get here on Friday, but that their interviews would be on Saturday. I don't know how that information happened, and we're going to be asking indulgence in changing that.
Who is communicating with the candidates?
The chair of the personnel committee, who is Sandra.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, she told them all to be here on Friday, and they all, have the plane reservation, so they're all going to be here, so it shouldn't be any problem to, take the earlier ones earlier, as long as we tell them in advance. I don't think anybody will have a problem with that. It just makes more sense.
Okie dokie. That sounds fine with me.
Yeah. So, people have been giving me their preferences for roommates. We're going to still, even though these rooms are quite inexpensive. They're $45 a night. And so with people sharing a room, you know, that's the cheapest we've ever paid, which is really great. But anyway, so I don't want to just keep going on. I don't have a whole lot to say. We're working on it.
Okay, well, is there anything we need to accomplish this evening?
I don't think so. I don't think we need a... Well, we can't pass a motion because we don't have enough people, but I don't even think we need a motion to say, let's recommend to the chair.
Well, who's making the agenda? Is that up to the chair?
Well, normally it is. I mean, this committee can certainly help with that.
Well, is Grace off the call again?
I think she's back.
No, I'm here.
Okay, Grace, I mean, are you, I mean, I don't really have anything to offer very much as far as making an agenda, but are you, you feel like you've got that task well in hand? And
the agenda?
You're going to make us a great agenda, which is going to be mind-blowingly good.
Well, basically, we've got the interviews. That's like a lot of the
centerpiece of the meeting.
Yeah. And
but we are going to be able to talk about maybe pass some budgets, right? Or at least get...
Well, we have the famous KPFT budget is finalized. That's a great little station you got going. I can't say enough good things about you guys. Really.
Well, we do try to do our work, you know, that we want to be sustainable. And
yeah.
I don't know, but, well, I mean, we really do need...
Anomalous.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have a couple of people from the national office here, so it seems like we should be able to do some kind of work on finance, doesn't it?
Who's going to be there from national office? Oh, I got you. Yeah, I understand. Okay.
Yeah, so,
well,
I mean, I don't know, you know, what all we have to do.
We may have three station budgets, which we could certainly pass there, you know.
There's another finance committee meeting, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have high hopes for KPFK and KPFA budget. And now we do have a BAI draft budget.
Oh, good.
Which is, you know, but that's not going to be ready for the PNB for, I don't know.
Well, this is our last in-person meeting of this term, and so we really need to concentrate on things that we need that are more...
Oh, okay. And it's also as far as finance, last night at our meeting, we passed some motions asking for some information, which we probably should review about, you know, our cash management and how we're using our scarce resources. I mean, if we get that information, it'll be quite helpful. Actually, this meeting could be an interesting one. You know, that's definitely worth spending some time on that. Because that's one thing we didn't get to do in New York, is sort of have, like, face-to-face directors, listen, people, this is where we stand. And,
right.
You know, we got to deal with, these are the problems we're dealing with. Unfortunately, in New York, we never really got to have that conversation. So hopefully we will get a chance to do some sort of strategic planning or financial stuff which isn't exactly budget-related. That would be good, because we need to do it. And we might have some information to work from. So.
Well, as the coordinating committee, we can certainly make recommendations, and we can do that right now.
Well, if Grace has got, I mean, we can just, Grace will.
We'll just let her do it and then tell her she did it wrong.
Yeah, exactly. We'll criticize her after the fact. No, I mean, I'm sure we could provide, well, I don't know, is the committee, well, we're not really a committee anyway, but I mean, you're open to suggestions, Grace, is that correct?
Obviously.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
so.
I'll tell you, today, for some reason, I'm functioning on all burners.
You are.
So you're the one.
I'm not.
Oh, you're not.
Not functioning on all burners. So, yeah, I seem to be able to get out these agendas. It's almost becoming kind of automatic somehow.
Okay.
So it'll probably, I mean, it's going to be, like, pretty simple. It's a lot of interviews. Then there are going to be some closed sessions to deal with legal issues. And then hopefully we'll have some finance stuff to go over. We'll have an IED report and ICFO report someplace in there. And we'll have reports from other, you know, the general managers and the we'll give some time to Duane, I'm sure, to give a station report for KPFT, right?
Right, yeah. I'll ask him when he wants to do that. Maybe he can have a choice.
It'd be interesting for the board to hear about your programming changes a little bit, because I've heard snippets, but I've never heard a coherent report, as far as I recall. Have we?
No.
Because one of the things about our stations is it's kind of very difficult to make change. It would be interesting to hear about how a station did make some changes. And it sounds like you guys did it in a way that wasn't completely like, well, we made changes because one group took over and threw out the other group kind of thing.
Oh, no. Oh, my God, no. It was like almost the opposite, to the point of ridiculousness. You know, we had days and days of radio shows about the changes in the schedule, you know. But it was neat because they actually told us about them before they happened. Mm-hmm. And people could, you know, weigh in. Don't kid yourself. We didn't really get to. We couldn't have stopped it, I don't think.
I'd just be interested in, like, you know, what the decision-making process was, what metrics or what factors weighed in the decisions and that
mm-hmm.
sort of thing, and how, you know, as best as possible. I guess this is an open session, but if there were, like, you know, things that were difficult to work around, how did you deal with it and that sort of thing?
Was any bloodshed?
Yeah. We want like a body count.
Well, I mean, everybody wasn't happy, but, like, there's one show that we lost completely. That's a great show that I didn't even hear about that we lost it because I can't listen at the new time. It was a Bhangra music show, you know, by South Asian kids called Generation Radio. Really good music show, unusual, kind of Indian hip-hop, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I didn't even notice they were gone. They couldn't do the new time. And so, yeah, I mean, it's possible to change something without having a war. They knew they couldn't do the new time, and so they quit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but anyway.
From my perspective, I don't know how the other directors feel, but, you know, if a report from Duane would be interesting for that reason, I'd like to hear more about this story.
Sure, okay. I'm sure there'll be time for Q&A.
Yeah.
Why are you sure about that? We always go over no matter what.
Yeah, no, Grace, it sounds like the thing to do is make the, schedule the interviews and whatever other stuff has to go on around the selection, and then you'll have holes and you can fill with the other stuff. That's how I would do it.
Yeah, sure. Sure, absolutely.
Well, I did have a suggestion about interviews. We're bringing people all the way here from wherever they are. They need to have at least... Have these people each had two interviews already, or one? I don't know the answer, but they should be at least an hour each, and then I was thinking that we need, like, a half hour in between, maybe, to talk amongst ourselves and clear the way... To bring in the next person, you know. So that's what I think I would propose, is just an hour each with a half hour in between.
Hmm.
Which means it takes up most of the day. The meeting, we're planning to start the meeting at 10. Most of the people, directors, are coming in Thursday night. There are a couple that come in very early on Friday morning, and a couple that come in a little bit later, but it's just, you know, what are you going to do?
Hmm.
So, anyway, that's what I propose, is that we spend the morning going through, getting to know these people. I don't know if we leave the weekend with a decision or not. We'll have to talk to the personnel committee. I don't know.
I'll need to know for the agenda. So I'll have to send an email to Sandra.
Here's what we did before when we had the search company. this was the search that we ended up with Greg Guma. We brought people in for Friday day interviews. We were actually able to eliminate one of the people that day and sent them home. And then the other two candidates stayed around Saturday. They weren't allowed to be at the meeting, but we stream our meetings on the internet. And actually, that one was at a it was in Houston again, and we had a meeting at the public access TV station. So we were actually watching it. They were filming it, so he got to watch live streaming video of the PNB meeting while sequestered in a hotel room, and that was quite amazing. The guy still ended up wanting the job after watching the PNB in action. But anyway, so then on Sunday, we had time to talk to each other, the PNB members, on Saturday, and then Sunday we had another interview with that person, or the two people, and we did sort of hammer out a decision by the end of that day, but we still hadn't checked references or anything. So that had to happen later. And I think they're trying to do that first, although I don't know if you... Anyway, I don't know how much sense it makes to talk about all this right now, but that is one way to do it.
Cool. Okay.
Okay.
Did somebody join the call?
This is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Joe.
Well, Joe actually might make quorum, but we were sort of just about to hang up, Joe, unless you
want to... Oh, sorry, yeah, I've been running around.
I know. What we were just saying is anybody wants to make any recommendations as to the agenda for the PNB meeting, they should do so. Send them to Grace. We didn't have quorum, so we couldn't really make any official recommendations. We were just kind of babbling.
Oh, okay.
And we should interview the ED candidates on Friday. Because people aren't expecting to see the PNB then.
Okay.
Also, our attorney isn't going to be there until afternoon on Friday. So I guess he scheduled that because he knew we were doing interviews. So that was time we would normally spend with him in executive session. So... Anyway, so that's what we need to do,
okay. Is
get those interviews done and decide what to do from there, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
Go ahead.
I think that's it.
Okay.
I can't think of anything. Is there anything else we need to coordinate right now? Jamie, you will keep me abreast of what we need on the agenda for finance.
Yes, I will.
And you won't even know that anytime soon, I'm sure.
No.
I'll just have to wing it, I guess.
We'll just make the interviews the centerpiece and work, you know.
Well, understand, we need to have a public meeting, too. And, you know, we will probably have guests from out of state. We have to have meaningful business in public session, I don't know what I'm saying, but, you know, we should, this is our last in-person meeting together, so we should try, we need to get these budgets passed, as many as we can, or as much work on it as we can, and figure out what we're going to do the next couple of months.
Yes.
I suppose, is Les Radke coming? I guess not. He's busy.
No, he's busy.
Well, it would be nice to have a good report from him.
Yes.
Something, you know, because everybody's asking, and we're all, you know, those election supervisors get kind of scarce around this time of year. They're swamped, I know.
Yeah, they're swamped. But maybe your election supervisor can be there.
Yeah, I'll invite her, and we'll have a presentation from the chair of the KPFT board, I think, or at least a written report. Mm-hmm. I haven't told him this yet, but he's probably already on it.
Mm-hmm. And Bill Crozier is your chair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's just like the most amazing human ever.
Really? That's good.
One time on the Elections Committee, which he also chairs, the National Elections Committee, sitting there and trying to, you know, make suggestions for people and asking, you know, what do people think? And nobody's saying anything. And I said, I think we should just have Bill do all the work. Bill, that's why we're here. We want you to do all the work. And this is sort of what's happened. Anyway, I'm just babbling on Pacifica's dime, so if you guys...
Yeah, I think we're done with this meeting, no? I say we should adjourn.
Yeah, I don't know why we called it. We just thought we might need it.
Yeah, sure. Makes sense.
Okay.
You want to have one next week? It would be the night before.
No.
No.
No. Okay, good. All righty.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.